Folks, breaking news in the precious metals space. I'm looking at it right now at kitco.com. Check this out. If you go to the silver price here, silver price, $40.84. Okay. We haven't seen this kind of pricing for 11 years, and it's just getting started, according to the experts that I interviewed, like Andy Shechtman. Why is silver spiking? Well, let's also look at gold. Gold, $35.70 or $37.90. Okay. This is skyrocketing also. I mean, look at just the last few hours here. I mean, just amazing. Now, I'm recording this on September 2nd, and I had predicted previously that gold would hit $3,500 before the end of this year. Well, it did it much more quickly than I anticipated. And the reason for this, I mean, I was watching over the Labor Day weekend as the Asian markets were really cranking out lots of demand for gold and silver. Here's what's happening, and this is fundamental. The world's leading nations, other than the West, you know, like Russia and China and India, etc., they all got together at the SCO meeting. I think it was in China. That's the Shanghai Commission Organization, I believe. That includes a lot of other nations that are really working diligently to bypass the dollar and to get out from under the thumb of the United States, which is the world's bully, through sanctions and military and CIA operations and color revolutions and assassinations, you name it. The U.S. does that all over the world, and the world is sick and tired of it. So they are working on, of course, the BRICS settlement system, which includes India and Brazil and Russia, obviously, but also Vietnam and probably Turkey very soon as well. And the BRICS system is designed to bypass the dollar and bypass the SWIFT system. And as this is happening, everybody realizes that the dollar is going to collapse, and that when it does, that game of musical chairs comes to an end, and you're going to want to grab a chair to be safe, and the chair is gold. If you don't have the gold, you don't have any value in your currency. That's why the central banks of countries like China have been buying up record amounts of gold, thousands of tons of gold over the last few years, and they're continuing to do that. So everybody in the world who isn't living in America or the UK, that is, everybody who's paying attention to the international media, knows that the dollar is collapsing and that gold is going to be the safe haven for assets. That's why everybody's rushing to gold and also to silver. So that's the price action behind this. And increasingly, the US just doesn't even have the power anymore to manipulate gold and silver prices like they used to. They're trying, but they're failing. Now, silver is an industrial metal, more than a monetary metal, although it serves both roles. But silver is in high demand because of the massive emergency build-out of data centers and also a lot of military weaponry. So cruise missiles use many, many, like hundreds of ounces of silver, typically, in one cruise missile. Data centers will use tons of silver in all the wiring and the cables and the, you know, the electrical components, even the circuit boards, capacitors, etc. There's silver all throughout circuitry for telecom, for compute, in GPUs, in data centers, in home wiring and commercial wiring, etc. Electrical infrastructure requires a massive amount of silver. And since the US has gone all in to build out massive data centers, it means that there's record demand for silver like we've never seen before. That's probably going to send silver skyrocketing from here forward, but I'm not your financial advisor, so do your own research and make your own decisions. But when you want to get more physical gold and silver into your hands, our trusted partner is the Battalion Metals Company, and you can find them at metalswithmike.com. If you go to metalswithmike.com, it'll bring up this screen, which is Battalion Metals. It's our longtime partner, and they are honest, high integrity, discreet, insured delivery. They also have vaulting services. So you can purchase gold and silver, vault it with them. It's independent. It's outside of the banking system. So it's not subjected to, you know, FDIC government regulations and government invasions of your privacy and things like that. So that's who I use to purchase and stack gold and silver. And I'm so glad I did, because I think that gold prices are also just getting started. Now, it might dip below 3,500, probably will, because it tends to bounce around a lot. But this is a new all-time high. And now the target for the end of the year is more like $4,000 an ounce. Or if you listen to people like Peter Schiff, he thinks it'll go to maybe $5,000 an ounce or more. And that certainly is possible. We just don't know how unpredictable the world is going to be over the next few months. But every time there's more war, and you know, I think it was France that just announced that all their hospitals have to be prepared for massive casualties next year, you know, nuclear war potential for next year. France is preparing for a war with Russia, and so is Germany, and so is the UK. And so that uncertainty that goes with war and that goes with the insanity of European leaders, that uncertainty tends to push gold prices higher and higher, and then silver goes right along with it. So that's probably why gold and silver are going to continue to trend upwards. And at the same time, even Trump continues to print trillions of dollars of fiat currency because, well, he inherited a system that's just steeped in debt. And if you don't keep printing more debt, the system's going to collapse. So now it's a, you know, it's a recursive loop of doom, a debt doom loop, and it's going to end in doom. And the best way to get out of that system, in my opinion, is to take dollars, get it out of dollars and dollar currency, get it into gold and silver so that you are safe and you are protected from the destruction of the dollar. Gold and silver have held their value for thousands of years, and they're going to continue to hold value even after the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the euro, the collapse of the yen, and potentially even the collapse of the U.S. empire. So keep that in mind, folks. Gold and silver are the safe haven. Now, I'm out of time. I got to run. I've got an interview coming up. But check out our sponsor at metalswithmike.com and stay tuned in at brighteon.com for my interviews, my podcast, my analysis. And as a final disclaimer here, I'm not your financial advisor, so do your own research, make your own decisions. There's risk in everything. I think the biggest risk, though, is in staying in dollars and even staying in the stock market. I think the stock market's a massive bubble. And I know that the fiat currency system is collapsing in real time right before our very eyes. I know that gold and silver are the safe haven. And should crypto be part of it? Yeah, probably privacy crypto is my recommendation, but we'll talk about that separately. Thanks for watching today. Make good decisions to protect and preserve your wealth, and you can make it through this, but a lot of people won't make it through, and they'll find themselves impoverished and homeless and paying $50 a pound for ground beef using worthless currency. It's not gonna be pretty. So pray for America, pray for all of us, pray for humanity. It's gonna be a tough time. Thanks for watching, take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.